some highlights from the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkaton Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that leaving one's house obligates a new bracha, even if one does not tarry outside the house at all. In Sifkaton Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah states that going from room to room is also considered shinui makom, and is only exempt from a new bracha if one had intent to leave the original room when one said the bracha rishayna. In Sifkaton Vav, the Mishnah Berurah states that shinui makom obligates a new bracha because leaving the original location ends the first meal, and whatever one eats afterwards is a new meal. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Tess writes that going from one corner to another within a room is not shinui makom, even if one cannot see the original location because a partition intervenes. It would be interesting to clarify at what point a partition makes one large room technically into two smaller separate rooms. In Sifkaton Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah states that when the Ramah says that intent helps within a single building, the intent is under a single roof. While intent certainly doesn't work from one house to another, the Poskim are uncertain whether seeing one's original location does help from one house to another. In Sifkaton Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah states that leaving people behind helps even for foods which do not need a bracha achrayna in their original location. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkaton Chof Ches, the Magen Avraham says that less than a kazayis of bread is like fruit, since it doesn't need a bracha achrayna at all. It certainly can't be considered something that obligates one to return to the original location for its bracha achrayna. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes that l'chatchila one should never leave the room where one is eating before eating a kazayis. However, he refers us to Shar HaTziyun and Bir HaLocha that b'dieved no new bracha would be required, since many poskim hold that going from one room to another is not shinui makom altogether.